Bill Gentry. He's at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be with you again.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. There are things that producers are going to have to think about as we head into the end of the year, and it's not just about the holiday season.
Unfortunately not. One of the things that we're getting pressed on first thing this morning is a lot of guys have some grain in the elevator that needs to be priced. They've probably got some basis fixed or something like that, but their free period of storage is coming to an end. And realistically, we're trying to see what's the incentive to carry this inventory forward and what's going to be the cost of it. Corn in particular, they're trying to get us to store it. They're charging us a fair amount, but the fact of the matter is, if you're at 15 under or worse right now and you try to roll that out to the March, you're going to be underwater by 30 cents, maybe even more. I had some local guys talking about maybe even 40 cents under. Really can't justify that at this point in time. So what we're going to probably do on corn in particular is push it out the door and then look at some reownership, maybe some immediate reownership right out of the gate. Not necessarily all of it, but some of it. The charts look price positive to some degree. There's not a real good catalyst. And when you get into holiday mode, like you mentioned, it gets very difficult because if your compass starts to spin over the next 2 or 3 weeks, you're not going to get your bearings probably till after the first of the year. So we need to be mindful of that. So pre-planning your marketing process is really important. Beans, we've been trying to get beans pushed out the door pretty much on a regular basis. Today or Friday is going to be real critical because our old high in the January beans was 11.59 and a quarter at the end of October. And realistically, we're within a nickel of that today or last night. If we eclipse that mark on a closing basis, it does open up some upside. We can't hardly justify it, but we have to be realistic because we can't predict the future and say that that might open up some upside. But we continue to push beans out the door as well. But if we happen to close above that 11.59 and a quarter, it may prompt us to do some reownership there as well.
Okay, so today and Friday, important dates. How is it, and I know that the beans haven't turned yet, but they're on that brink for you at least. How is it that we have turned a fundamentally enormous crop into something that can manage to rally other than a simple seasonal move higher?
Well, I think it goes back to something we touched base on 3 or 4 weeks ago, was the structural shift in psychology of this market from being totally undersupplied to all of a sudden USDA saying we're totally oversupplied. And going through that process, we're probably not as oversupplied as we would like. And going through the harvest process, the weather was not overly conducive. Some of the yields in some areas were not as prevalent as we would have liked them to be. So we still have to work through that process of having nothing to having something. And that's probably really what we're working through. And probably by January, we should have a pretty good handle on it.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Bill Gentry. He's with Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana. Checking the numbers again in Chicago, corn futures are up 1 to 2 cents. Bean futures are down 3 to 4 for the morning. Wheat futures in the nearby are up 4 cents. Bean meal up $1.40. Bean oil 2 cents lower. Live cattle futures are 35 to 15 cents lower. Feeder cattle are up 7 to 2.5 cents. And lean hogs are about 30 cents lower for the day. The outside market shows crude oil at $73.57 a barrel, down 52 cents. Gasoline on the wholesale price, or the RBOB, at $2 a penny and 9 tenths, a penny and 2 tenths lower. Ethanol futures are $2.10, up 4 and 2 tenths of a cent. And the spread between those two is now 8 and a tenth of a cent wide. That's not very wide, and it's 5 and 4 tenths of a cent narrower than it was yesterday. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana, and you can find us online at will.illinois.edu, our agricultural programming at willag.org. That's willag.org. On our way today to a high of 36 degrees on east-southeast winds at 5 to 8 miles an hour under cloudy skies, a 20% chance of snow before midnight this evening, a cloudy low of 22 degrees on an east-northeast wind at 6 to 8, and then on Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy and a high near 29. Northwest winds tomorrow at 9 to 15 miles an hour. It's the top of the hour.